This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
We're live from Pickles across the street from Memorial Park at Camden Yards. Royals start a three-game set with the Kansas City Royals tonight at 7. Baltimore baseball tonight with the Bone and Jim Hunter coming at 6. But the NBA playoffs have been fantastic so far. So it's a perfect time to go to our NBA insider, Moak Hamilton, who joins us courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Moak, thank you as always for your time, man. We appreciate it. Before we get to the playoffs, though, got to get your thoughts on Greg Popovich stepping down as the head coach of the San Antonio Spurs, a guy that I would assume is on your Mount Rushmore of NBA coaches for all time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, not even just NBA, Ken, but also the work that he's done internationally for Team USA, USA Basketball, you know, helping to get the program back on the right track and continue its dominance on the world stage. You know, Coach Pop is nothing short of a legend. The news is, I guess I would say, unwelcome, but not totally surprising based on what he's been going through over the past, you know, several months. So we wish him all the best, you know, certainly a legend. And, yeah, he is on my Mount Rushmore.
Moak, the Knicks move on after Jalen Brunson hits a clutch shot at the end of that one. What did you think of their second half, the third quarter? And also, can they push Boston in the next round?
And also, are the Pistons going to be kicking themselves all offseason?
Wait, the Knicks played last night? Oh, yeah. Wow, I had no idea, right? No, I mean, there's I don't know how much time we have for this segment. There's a whole lot that you can say about that game and that series. I think really what it is at the end of the day is you have a team in Detroit that I think a lot of people did not actually understand how tough and how good they were. You know, like they finished the season really strong, kind of like the Timberwolves, actually, you know,
yeah,
where they came on late. They're a gifted team. They're going to be in the conversation moving forward. I think this postseason for them was definitely a coming of age. As far as them kicking themselves, I mean, there's no question. You know, you can go back and look at the tape. And, I mean, this is kind of what happens in the postseason when you have an experienced team versus an inexperienced team. Inexperienced teams in those moments where they need to execute properly, they need to close out games strong, they get tight. And sometimes games that you should win, they end up slipping through your fingers because you don't execute properly down the stretch. On the other hand, you look at a Knicks team that's quite the opposite, right? A team that, you know, has a bunch of guys that are playing a bunch of minutes. They're tired. They're getting beaten up. But because of the experience and because you have a closer like Jalen Brunson, you're able to somehow find a way to win these games that you really don't have business winning. And as great as the Knicks were, as well as they closed out the game last night, you know, the final two and a half, the final 3 minutes of the game for Detroit was just atrocious, you know, turnover after turnover,
yeah,
missed shots, you know, fouls and all kinds of stuff like that. So I think there's plenty of blame to go around. There's plenty of praise to go around on both sides. But at the end of the day, you really just saw an experienced team. And you saw why Jalen Brunson is the clutch player of the year in the NBA. You know, so kudos to the Knicks for finding a way to pull out a series that was really much, much closer than many people expected it to be. Not me, but many people didn't expect it to be so close and so competitive. So, yeah, now the Knicks move on to Boston.
We're talking with Moke Hamilton, Inside Access here on The Fan. As a Sixers fan, Moke, all I can do is find joy in the misery of others. So let's go to the L.A. Lakers, who everybody told me was going to the NBA Finals. they lose to Minnesota in five. J.J. Redick, some questionable coaching decisions. Luka Doncic's shape is coming up again, and it sounds like JJ took a shot at him at their postseason or the end of season presser. What about the Lakers postscript?
I'm not incredibly worried about the Lakers. I mean, me personally, you know, I know that when you make a trade and you add a Luka Doncic, I mean, we could draw another parallel here. What they did with Luka is not that dissimilar from what the Knicks did in acquiring Karl Anthony Towns and Mikal Bridges. So we've talked about this a few times. But long story short, the Knicks have been on a multi-year consolidation exercise where they've been trading multiple rotation pieces and or draft picks for a bigger piece. They've been trading dimes for quarters. At least that's the perception of it. The Lakers did the same exact thing with Luka Doncic. The reason why the Lakers made this trade was not to win a championship this season. It was not to make a run to the finals for LeBron James. It was because they're thinking about life after LeBron. So Luka, to me, I think anybody else watching, Luka clearly was not 100% pretty much all season long. You know, he had nagging injuries, right? He missed as much time as we can remember him missing. And even during the postseason, he just didn't look like himself. You could say, yeah, he wasn't in shape, but he also wasn't 100% healthy. I think that much is obvious. So for the Lakers, I mean, at this point now, you know, they have a generational talent who still is on the right side of 30 years old. And they're thinking about, you know, 4 or 5 years from now, not 1 or 2 years from now. That said, they were favored to win this series. They did have the home court advantage, and they were thoroughly outclassed and just depanced, really, by the Timberwolves. And I think what the T-Wolves were really able to do was just to expose some of the weaknesses in the Lakers' armor. The most obvious was size, but now we also see that their perimeter defense is really, really in question, right? You can fairly wonder whether a Luka Doncic that isn't renowned for guarding on the perimeter and an Austin Reeves who's a bit undersized, a bit light in the cakes, as Charles Barkley would say, you got to wonder if those two guys being your first line of defense in the backcourt, it's fair to wonder whether that will be able to yield you a championship, right? And aside from that, if those are going to be your first line of defense, then the other three guys that you have backing them up have to all be plus defenders. And you need a big guy back there, maybe a guy like a Mitchell Robinson, maybe a guy like a Rudy Gobert. You need a guy like, you know, Steven Adams is someone that they'll probably take a look at over the course of the summer. But the point is, they need a burly, strong, bruising center back there to help them guard opposing centers, but also to give them a fortified defensive line for when those guys get beaten off the perimeter. I think the offseason, I think the postseason exposed that. And I think that over the next, you know, couple of offseason cycles and trade deadlines, you'll see the Lakers trying to plug those holes.
Let's get to tonight, Moke. Do the Warriors close out the Rockets?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I think I'm going to say yeah. I think I'm going to say yeah to that. You know, this is a Golden State team that I think talent-wise is much better than a 7 seed. Aside from that, you know, this is a team with experience. You add a Jimmy Butler to a Steph Curry, and even though Butler's not operating at 100%, I mean, we've seen what this guy is capable of doing in the postseason. He's become somewhat reminiscent of a guy like a Robert Horry that I don't want to say you keep him on ice all during the regular season, but I think that Jimmy himself has kind of realized that he's going to be judged by what happens in April, May, and potentially June, more so than the earlier part of the season. So there's some games where, you know, he kind of seems to be pitch-counting himself, you know. If his knee's aching or his ankle's hurting, you know what, he might sit out a game or two during the regular season, but you know what you're going to get come postseason time. I think that was part of the reason why the Warriors felt comfortable making the move for him. And with that team, you know, I think that we might see something similar to what we saw with the Knicks and the Pistons, where you have one team that has the experience, the other that doesn't, and one take advantage of the fact, you know. And if you're the Warriors, you know, Game 7 is not really something that you necessarily want to be a part of. So I think you'll see a bit of urgency in their step tonight as they try to close it out.
Hey, Mark, real quick before we let you go, I just want to fast forward because I think Cleveland's going to play Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals. Can Cleveland beat Boston, in your opinion?
So disrespectful, man. We're talking about Cleveland and Boston. We're not even there yet, but I will say that I'm with you. I do think that that is what we're going to end up with in the Eastern Conference Final. And can Cleveland beat them? I think Cleveland can. You know, fortunately, we're not there yet, so I don't have to start looking at the odds or anything like that and trying to tell you where to put the money. But I think that Cleveland has proven that they're on the same level with Boston. The other thing that I would say is that, you know, there's a reason why teams don't repeat very often. It takes a lot out of you to go through a season, play into June, win a championship, come back the next season and do it all again and play into June again, being 100% healthy. And I think that's the biggest concern with Boston right now, is that they don't have their health. They're not operating at 100%. And that's the reason why I think the Knicks can go into the series, number one, thinking that they have a shot. But number two, the Cavaliers, who are a young, spry, fresh team that has great, great depth, I think both of them can look at Boston and think that they have a shot against them. And if it does end up being Cleveland-Boston, you're asking me right now, I might be leaning Cleveland. So I definitely would say that they have a shot for sure.
Mo Hamilton, you're the best, man. Thank you as always for your time, buddy. Have a great weekend.
All right, take care.
Coming up next, we get back to the Orioles as they start a three-game set with the Royals tonight at 7, Baltimore Baseball tonight, the Bone and Jim Hunter at 6 o'clock. And coming up next, we take a look at that Orioles hitting and this young core of hitters. If this team's going to start hitting, they're going to need that young core to get going. Can the young core get going? We'll answer that question next. By the way, Ben McDonald going to join us at 5 here on The Fan.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.